So Hare Krishna has. I always want to address. I'm sorry, my audience in the virtual space in the internet, Hare Krishna, and of course, herzlich willkommen alle von euch. Ich hörte, das ist der letzte Goralila-Abend von den Sommerferien der Kinder. So, I was thinking today to talk about something which inspires me very much about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the personality who brought true ecstasy in this world. We will sing a little bit and then I will give a lecture and then Gokrishna, we have some surprise for you.
Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada,
Think about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's unique gift. It is truly inspiring and truly amazing. It is a gift of experiencing transcendental ecstasy by chanting the holy names of the Lord and then manifesting that or expressing this by jubilant dancing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a particular creation, which was his particular brand of Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Let us ask the question this evening, what is the perfection of our kirtan? I have to ask these questions because one of my main areas of activity is in the great kirtan arenas in the world. I've just come from one kirtan mela in Goloka Dham, which was really, really inspiring. But before that, I was in a much bigger event where we had 2,000 devotees singing and chanting and dancing. Many of them, by the way, from the Indian congregation and doctors. You might see them as possible clients for the time waiver. My job would be to see them as possible clients for pure bhakti. That's a different approach, so to say. Jiva Goswami has defined, you know, when we asked ourselves the question, what is kirtan? Is kirtan as being Bahubir Militva Kirtanam Sankirtam It Yujyate. When many devotees assemble and perform kirtan, then that such a kirtan with many is described to be as a sankirtan. But in the Krama Sandharva, this was a definition from the Bhakti Sandhava, he makes it a little bit more clear. He says it's not just enough when many devotees come together to make the excellence of Sankirtan felt. He gave the particular twist on it. He says for Krishna's sukha, this should be done. For Sri Krishna's pleasure, the devotees should come and be together. In modern language, that would translate as overcoming your own little world centered around your ego and becoming ego-free for the time where you perform kirtan. By what? By just concentrating on, I want to sing now, not for my pleasure, but for Krishna's pleasure. Very nice. Now it is, he describes what is the result of such kirtan done with many for the pleasure of Krishna. What is the result when a community comes together with that purpose? He says it creates a special, and he uses the word delightful, devotional feelings very quickly. You feel the bhava, in other words. That is especially there when it's done for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Why? Because we as devotees inspire each other in our Krishna consciousness while we sing. There will be amongst the group of these many devotees some who are very advanced in Krishna consciousness and who have a special type of bhava, and that will come to the other singers, especially if we ask such a devotee to lead us in kirtan. His bhava will enter our heart. I would like to give you an example. When you see a lady who's very happy, maybe upon witnessing the birth of her child, as an example, without her explaining anything, when you see her so happy in her Wochenbett, we say in Germany, her, you know, the bed where she gave birth. And you immediately share in this happiness. You just, there is no big words are necessary. Or, to give you more an example which we Westerners can understand very easily, imagine the same woman who loses her child in a tragic accident and is extremely sad at that time, without hearing many words, feelings. You feel it. Today I was talking to a suicide candidate who came to the castle to see me, and who asked my help. Her friend had knew about me and had come all from a different country and brought this friend to me and said that you must help her. And I think I was successful. But as I was hearing the story, why she is so, doesn't see any hope in her life, and only she told me, I'm too scared to take a knife or something like this, but I wish that a disease comes over me which finishes my life very quickly. And when I was talking to the person and just being not the man who knows all the answers, but just listening to her story, her feelings came to me. It's almost like when you stand next to a powerful air conditioner. There don't need to be any words. You feel the coldness. Or if you stand next to a very powerful heating, like we have in Gorabavar, we have an excellent heating, when it's too cold for you, please visit us. You just need to be really a little, you don't need to be even very close to the heating. You feel it. So in the same way, when devotees come together and they chant the holy name, it's for Krishna's pleasure. You may not be able to do this because you still have the ordinary devotees have a heart, you have a stone at that place, but you will also feel, even if you have a stone heart, it will come to you when you are with nice devotees. No? It's the transferal of moods, and there is in the Yoga Shastra an explanation how this works. It has to do with the resonance which happens between one chakra of the one person and your own chakra. But leaving this aside, you can feel it. And I had an experience about this in the Kirtan Mela. There was a devotee dancing very nicely for Krishna, and he was really experiencing some nice Krishna consciousness mood, and at times he became so happy and jubilant, he jumped and danced, and he came to me and said, Maharaj, I'm almost embarrassed because I'm in Germany and the devotees are what they are in Germany. I feel embarrassed, everyone looks at me. But this is normal in our country. And I said, you do very nicely, and I have also started to dance in your association, a little bit like I never danced in Germany. I have done also. It came to me, your Baba has come to me. I saw the same thing with one of my American god brothers in Ratha Yatra in Jagannath Puri. We had a group of 1,000 devotees who were doing kirtan before Lord Jagannath. I mean, if you want to understand Chaitanya Bhakti, you must do kirtan before Jagannath and that grand road during the Ratha Yatra ceremony, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. Then you will know what is Chaitanya Bhakti. Anyway, so we danced and danced and danced and chanted. And in the end, the devotee noticed that a pickpocket had stolen his American passport, all his traveler's check from Tom Hooker or whatever is the agency, and $1,300. And he came to me and said, "Maharaji, have you seen my passport and my money?" And I said, "I'm sorry, I just saw Haribol, Haribol the whole time. I didn't see." And then he said to me, oh, please forget about it. It is not important. We should not even pay attention to this any longer. I would like to stay in this mood of Krishna consciousness. I don't want that my Krishna consciousness mood is destroyed now by my thoughts of money and passport." He was simply not interested in that his Krishna conscious mood, which was so delightful and so nice, would be interrupted by the ordinary anxieties of this world. So, in other words, I have seen in the case of other devotees like you and me, and in the case of my own good experience, that yes, when you come together in kirtan and you are next to devotees who do this for the pleasure of Krishna, then their extraordinary mood or bhava will come into your heart and will awaken devotional feelings, bhakti feelings in you. That I have seen. But I would like to address today, before I give the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting, a question. When Lord Chaitanya speaks about Sankirtana, he doesn't just speak about Krishna Sankirtan, he talks about Sri Krishna Sankirtana. What is this Sri Krishna Sankirtana? Well, Shri is Sava Lakshmi Mayi Shrimati Radharani. When Lord Chaitanya glorifies the Lord, he doesn't want to glorify him alone as the only Purusha. He wants to glorify him together with Shrimati Radharani, the original Lakshmi, the original female, the pure female transcendental energy, the Sava Lakshmi Mayi Radhika. This is a particular feature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, there's a passage in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Maharaj Prataparudra goes with his ministers on the roof of his palace in Puri. He has two palaces. One in, is it Katak? And that's the main palace. But then he had also a palace in Puri. And he went on the roof of this palace. I once went with the present king of Puri on the roof. And he saw from up, he saw down how the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who did Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, in other words, this particular kirtan which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had created, they came down the road. Now, Prataparudra was the king of Puri, and many kirtan groups come into Puri, especially during the festival days. Many, maybe four or five arrive during a day. The whole town sings during Ratha Yatra, and also when I was there for the month of Kati, this 1 month. You know, the whole street is full with pandals, the different kirtan, different sampradayas perform their kirtans. in the hearing distance of Lord Jagannath in the temple. It's all lit with fires. It's really beautiful. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Prataparudra knew what is Kirtan. He knew what is Sankirtan. But he was still surprised to see these devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming down the road and performing their Kirtan. What he said is these devotees shine like thousands of suns. They are so effulgent. So what is so special about them? And Gopinath Acharya, who was there, said, well, they do Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. They don't do Krishna Sankirtan. They do Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which is a certain type of love which is in that kirtan. It's the kirtan which is imbued with the moods of Srimati Radharani as she sings to Krishna in the mood of sweet, sweet separation. Yes, Radharani sings for Krishna. Krishna is forced to appear from wherever he is at the moment and appear before her, because it is so attractive to him that it pulls him. Whatever he's doing, he has to stop it and come. This idea of going through Srimati or including Srimati Radhika is very much expressed in the swan song of Raghunath Das Goswami. It means his last composition before he left the world. Asha Bharya. Feel already the mood coming. Asha Bharya Sindhumayai Katanchit Kalo Mayati Gamita Kila Sampratami Tvam Chet Kripam Mayi Vidas Yasi Naiva King Me Prane Vrajena Chavaruru Bakarinapi. This is verse 102 of 112 verses or so. It's some of the ending verses of his Vilap Kusha Manjali bouquet of lamentations. He laments because he had come in the hope to obtain her darshan to the sacred lake of Radhakund. He had fasted, he had drunken only, had nourished himself by only one cup of buttermilk a day. He had cried for her darshan, but the answer was silence. Deep silence. And now, at the end of his life, where he feels he cannot keep his prana much longer in his bones, he is addressing Radharani, that can't you please see my situation? Without you, my life is useless. Please, I have this great pain in my heart, which only the darshan of you can pacify. So he says, O Srimati Radhika, I want to explain what is in my heart to you. It is only for the hope of obtaining the nectarian ocean of seva to you, and only because the hope of having darshan of your pastimes, that I have so far with great struggle maintained my life. But if you do not bestow your mercy upon me, even now, what is the use of this life? What is the use of the land of Braj? And what is the use even of Bakari? Bakari is the name of Lord Krishna, who has liberated Bakasura from his sinful birth. No? So he says, without your personal darshan, this land of Vrindavan, which great devotees go to on pilgrimage every year, is useless. And he makes it very clear. Govardhan looks like a huge python for me. This land of Braj, where everyone says it's so much nectar, without your darshan is like a desert for me. And Radhakund, the ambrosial nectar lake of your lake, looks for me without your darshan like the wide open mouth of a tiger, ready to devour me. You please give me my your darshan. Even Krishna, someone may say, wait. You are so extreme in your formulations. You say that the land of Vrindavan is empty for you without the darshan of Radha. Then what is about Krishna? He says, even Krishna is, I don't want him without your darshan, because I want to be in your camp, Radha, and approach Krishna through you. And if that is not possible, then I will never see Krishna and reach Krishna. Because you are so merciful, and it is said about you that you never reject a surrendered soul, even they might have been very wicked. Therefore now, please don't reject me. So this idea, which is expressed in Rupa Goswami's, in Raghunath Das Goswami's prayer, Vilap Kusha Manjali, it is very deep. It is very deep, and you can relish if you become a little serious in your Krishna consciousness. Then it is very relishable, very relishable. There is very, how would you say, it is this Krishna with Radha is very much our line. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, how can I worship the sun without the sun rays? That does not work. Fire without the warmth doesn't work. Musk without the fragrance doesn't work. So Krishna without Radha is not completely Krishna. No? This is the idea of our Sampradaya. So see Krishna Sankirtan is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. No? Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. It is very, very deep. It is not very flat and superficial. It is very deep, Kirtan. Please, even if it is above your head, relish the concept that there is something great to be had. Radha with Krishna is very, very, very... There, Purna Rasa, all the rasas, up to Madhurya Rasa, is included. Very... Nothing is lacking in the spiritual Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So Lord Chaitanya did this Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. And it is described by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Oh, he says, not only was the whole universe surprised, Lord Jagannath, before whom Gauranga Mahaprabhu danced like this, was vismita. Vismita means full of wonderment, full of surprise. He says, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. So, this is the Jagannath Festival. And I want to describe a little bit about the Jagannath Festival. I will not be very long, because I have something special in my heart today, I want to inspire you for the upcoming Berlin Ratha Yatra Festival on the... You have to... What? 21st of July. I thank you very much. Indradumna Maharaj comes, Krishna Chaitra Maharaj comes, who else? Kadamba Kanana Maharaj comes, and many, many devotees from all over Europe will come because we are again in the best location in Berlin, Brandenburger Tor, and Lindenstraße. The Deutsche Bank will finally, hopefully, overflow with ecstasy. Well, Lord Chaitanya got up very early on that day, and there were already many, many devotees on the streets getting ready for Lord Jagannath's festival. I remember once I was also amongst these millions of devotees. It's really a group experience. And when the sun rose and it became hotter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally asked Swarup Damodar, did you bring the sandalwood and the champak flower garlands? Swarup Damodar said, how could I forget, my lord? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the sandalwood, which is cooling, and decorated all the devotees with sandalwood here, left and right. And then gave a champak garland around everyone. And in this way, in some ways, empowered them for what would come. He divided all the devotees in seven parties and distributed two parties in the back. One on each side of the wheels, one, two, and three in front of the cart. And there were altogether 14 medangas, I've written it down, and the kirtan became so happy because, remember, it's the Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was celebrating Radharani's feelings of bringing Krishna back to his earthly home in Sri Vrindavan Dham, where all the devotees longed for his presence. It was a Sri Krishna Sankirtan with Radharani. And this was the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He shouted above the crowd, now I see him for whom I have been dying in the fire of separation. It's a verse spoken by Radharani when she saw Krishna in Kurukshetra and brought him back on his chariot to Vrindavan. Now I see the Lord of my life for whom I have been burning in the fire of separation. And this is how the kirtan started. The devotees had an effulgence, but they looked like storm clouds who carry lightning with them. And because they were so emotionally moved, they were sweating so that the perspiration which came from them looked like raindrops from the storm cloud. Would you like to have been there and become wet with the ecstasy of Mahaprabhu's devotees? I think this would be a dream. They became wild with love, and they were forgetting their own selves, even, you know, their family situation. Their many of them were very poor and had exhausted all their money to even come there. I should say all their conch shells, because at that time the currency was small conch shells. But at every moment they now only sang and danced and surrounded Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Lord Chaitanya saw them, when Lord Jagannath saw them, the text says he became vismita, full of surprise. And there are a few reasons why even God was surprised to see the kirtan or the... What is the kirtan called? Shri Krishna Sankirtana. The first was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed a miracle. All of a sudden, there were two Gauranga Mahaprabhus dancing. And then the next thing, there were three Gauranga Mahaprabhu. 4, 5, 6, 7 Gauranga Mahaprabhus were dancing. One Lord was dancing in each of the 7 Sankirtan parties. Then all the devotees said, Prabhu is with us. He does not go to any other Sankirtan party, because his mercy is now with us. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami remembers when Krishna took his bhojan at the bank of the Yamuna River and sat amongst the circle of his friends. Each friend had the thought that Krishna was facing only him and eating with him by looking in the eyes of that friend. Imagine to sit with Krishna and eat. Such a ladu, when you would eat with Krishna, would not be an ordinary ladu any longer. It would be a means which would transport you to the highest fields of prema. So this was the first reason. Prataparudra saw it, Sava Boma saw it, Kashi Mishra saw it, but who was most surprised to see it was Jagannatha Swami himself. He saw 7 Gaurangas dancing. He was so surprised that he brought the cart to a standstill. Although there were thousands of devotees pulling the long ropes, you know, strong ropes, which were known to be as the place where Ananta Shesha incarnated during the Ratha Yatra festival. They were pulling impatiently. Lord Jagannath stopped the car. Let's see this now. Stop here. They saw. The next reason why he was so surprised was that he saw that there was so much love in Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because he did experience the Jagannath Kart festival not like you and me experience Ratha Yatra. He experienced it like Radharani experienced the return of Krishna to Vrindavan. It's a very, very ecstatic thing. And just yesterday we talked in our little ashram at length with the devotees about Krishna's return to Vrindavan. There's still a village which is called Avare. It means a loud roar. Imagine a village which is called ein lautes Gebrüll. You know, you would think, is it safe to go in this village? You know, a loud roar. Why was? Because the Vrijvasis had heard how Krishna came with his chariot and blew on his conch shell, and although they were in a death-like situation, when they heard the sound of the conch shell, they were awakened to consciousness, and they ran towards the Yamuna from where the sound of Krishna's conch shell came. Krishna was in the Yamuna with his chariot, crossing the Yamuna. And when they saw Krishna coming through the Yamuna to the banks of the Yamuna, they gave a loud roar. Their whole creation seemed to chime in or join that joyous exclamation, "The Lord is back, the Lord has come. Now life has come back to us." So there was so much love in Lord Chaitanya, who relived this scene and saw it through the eyes of Krishna's dearest Vrindavan devotee, Srimati Radharani. He began to dance so fast, I've written it here down, that his golden body resembled a firebrand which was whirling. When a firebrand whirls, you can't see any longer the particular feature. You see one fire circle blurring everything. So he looked like a circle of fire, and Lord Jagannath saw this, and he felt that love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that's why he stopped the cart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's display of ecstatic symptoms is really otherworldly. A little while ago, I don't know how many years ago, I was doing my Kartik Vrata in Puri, and we also stayed for a day in the forest of Alanad. It's an ancient deity. And in that temple, we visited the temple also, there is a big stone plate. It is like this. And in the stone plate, you find little indentations, the kleine Kuhlen, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body had laid when he fell down in deep, 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 deep moods of separation. And his body had become apparently so hot, that's how it's described, that it had burned these signs into the stone. That's a lot of temperature which is required to do this. So this was going on in the Jagannath Puri temple. Hot love, super hot love, emotionally very, very fiery love was there coming to Chaitanya from Mahaprabhu to all his devotees by the power of emotional transfer in Kirtan, which we have discussed earlier. Now they were, Lord Jagannath had to stop his car. The Lord Chaitanya stopped and prayed, and he prayed one prayer. Please join me. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Jayati Jayati Devo
Jayati Jayati Devo
Devaki Nandano So
Devaki Nandano So
I don't have the whole prayer here in the notes, but it says, "My dear Lord, may you be victorious. You are removing all the enemies who are daring to trouble your devotees. and you increase in the hearts of your devotees the desire for you. May you be victorious. Jayati, Jayati. Deva. That's how Shukadev Goswami ends the 10th canto. No? And Lord Chaitanya sang, and here again his mood of Sri Krishna Sankirtan comes out. Sankirtan with Radha. Naham vipro, I'm not a Brahmana. I'm not a Vaishya. I'm not a Kshatriya, nor am I a Sudra. I'm also not a Brahmachari, not a Sannyasi, not a Grihastha. What I really am is a servant of the servant of the servant of the master of the gopis, no? Who gives great oceans of delight to his devotees. No? That's where my identity is. I have no other identity. I'm the servant of the servant of the Lord who maintains the gopis. No? Yes. So that is what brought the cart of Lord Jagannath to a standstill, and that is how it ended. I want to now request Gokrishna to sing with all of us a Sri Krishna Sankirtan, not just a Krishna Sankirtan. And then I want to inspire you how you can be engaged in devotional service to Lord Jagannath.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Hare Krishna. Was it right? On the 21st of July, we will have the Jagannath Kart Festival. Yes, I'm sorry. Hare Krishna, here we are again. On the 21st of July, we will have again the Ratha Yatra Kart Festival here in Berlin. Here would be in Neuruppin, but that's in the future maybe. Here in Berlin, it will start from the Brandenburger Tor, and it's a huge opportunity for people to come in contact with Krishna consciousness, but in a very feeling way. I think if there is one festival which is aimed at the public and the devotees simultaneously, which is very effective, it is the Ratha Yatra festival. What I always noticed during the Ratha Yatra festival, that different types of devotees feel invited from different sampradayas, because during this time the Lord of the universe becomes the friend of the universe. Jagannatha becomes Jagat Bandhu. And Sadashiva phoned me a little while ago, a few days ago, and requested me to see if I can give a donation, can help organizing the festival. And I have given according to my means, but I would like to try to see if some of you can maybe look into their hearts and find maybe some enthusiasm to assist that this festival can take place and in the way it we should celebrate the friend of the universe. If you wish to participate in a donation, I think you could do it right here by giving your donation to Nandini. I will do this. If you want to give something immediately in a simple way, or if you feel you want to think about it and you want to see what is possible for you, you can go to the web page, I've written it down, templeberlin.de, and there is a Spenden button, whatever that is, a donation button. You can button and somehow it will flow, the Lakshmi. You know better than me. This is something I wanted to say also to the internet devotees. templeberlin.de if you would like to assist the Lord giving His mercy, then please see what you can do and what you wish to do. Good, but on another note, this was the last Gaura Lila evening before the children, before the summer holidays, when so many devotees and children and everyone goes and leaves the area. I know that I'm very, let me say, incapable to deliver a nice Gaura Lila katas, because how do you build an access road to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said if you want to come to the Lord, you have to build a road of tears. And on that road of loving tears, you can reach the Lord. But we conditioned souls, we spend all our tears for things of this world, and all our laughter and joy for the things of this world, and we have no tears for God left and no joy for God left. That is a problem in which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to cure by giving us this process of Sri Krishna Sankirtan, Sankirtan with a certain mood, a certain yearning for Krishna, the mood of longing for Krishna. And I'm always very grateful because somehow Gaur Krishna, who is such an Indian English, you would say, simple devotee or uncomplicated devotee, he somehow brings this mood very much in his kirtans. I think we all appreciate this very much. And I would just request you to spend a few laughter and a few tears, means strong emotions, for Krishna. That will help very nicely to understand what is Gauranga, what is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So, yes, so watch Kalakanta usually organize, not just, she always organizes this whenever the next Gaura Lila evening is, we will be informed by Kalakanta, and then we will be able to join. I wish you now a wonderful time with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Pasharam. I will request Gopi Gita to stand at the exit and distribute as the devotees go out, they can collect their Nrisinga Ladu from you. They're very powerful. Gopi Gita has come from Nrisinga Chetra, Singhachala, and brought some Mahaprasad of Lord. As the devotees exit, they can take from you. So, all the best, and Hare Krishna, and see you all in due course of time for the next Gaura Lila evening. Gaura Premanandi! Hare Krishna!